This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 656. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have, no thanks to YouTube, Don.
Hello.
Chris, whose video is frozen if you're watching video.
No thanks to Skype.
No thanks to Skype. Hey, thank you, Skype, for enabling this podcast. We're obligado to do that every 15 minutes. Thank you, Skype.
Matt. Do you know we're 10 episodes away from 666?
Yes, I do. I am aware.
He can count, Diecast.
The number of Unicron.
Is it?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh. Because I think, never mind. So, hey, there's also Diecast and Rob. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going? Everything good?
Yeah, not bad at all.
Good. That is awesome. So, we sort of took a break last week, sort of not. We had our big year-end special. We recorded on a Sunday. Then we did a special RFC minicast on, we recorded it last Wednesday. It posted Friday-ish, Sunday-ish, I forget. But we have, it's been a while since we did a live stream. So, you know, we're rusty. We're going to have to kick off the cobwebs. And thank you, YouTube. Apparently yesterday they changed the rules. I wasn't aware that that rule is changing. So we had an issue trying to get the chat up and running. Thank you, YouTube. Yeah. But we're up. We have the chat. We love the chat. They're in there. tfradio.net/live every Wednesday. Thereabouts. 8 to 8:30-ish Eastern time. We do pre-show. Then we do the big show, Radio Free Cybertron. And we have post-show. Then we go to bed. Not together, because we don't live together. It's not the Waltons. But if we did, Chris would be John Boy.
I would just like to say I would have my own room. If that was a thing,
we live like in a we live like in a cabin, and there's only like one room.
Yeah, Diecast, you'd be in with Don, no matter what.
No.
So have fun with that.
Not Don.
We would be a very dysfunctional Brady bunch.
All I see is like bunk beds with me on the top bed and Don's on the bottom bed with a little nightstand and a box of like 2 week old pizza.
Yeah, that'd work.
Anyway, well, the Waltons, wouldn't it be Don Boy?
Don Boy. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, then I'm thinking more Brady, and John DeLuna would be like Alice, because he's like the only sane one of the bunch, and he keeps us all from being crazy.
So, Alice was the sane one?
Well, yeah, she had the easiest job in the world.
Citation needed.
Yeah, citation needed. That's right. Oh, man. So I want to get this out of the way. We've been doing some Twitter contests, and I still got stuff to put out there. I am in the middle of I don't know that I'm moving this spring, but I'm planning on it.
Nice.
Anyway. So, like, I'm trying to take every single toy off the shelf and then box them all together, like, per series. And, you know... And as I do this, I'm trying to pull out stuff that I don't want. And stuff like that will wind up on Twitter as a contest if it's something anybody might want. If it's not, I'll probably donate it. But we're doing some contest and have a couple of things to give away. We have a Singe, which we gave away on Twitter, and a Rung, which we gave away on Instagram. And pre-show, I was trying to figure out how to figure out who the winner was going to be on Instagram, because Instagram is not my jam. But... Rung, who we gave away on Instagram, goes to, and I will message you, assuming I can. I don't know Instagram. It's all automated on that end, sorry. We have EB Mega Man, or Andre. So, congratulations, you will get Rung. And it's always funny when the winner is somebody that we know. But, you know, it's just how it works out sometimes. So, the winner of Singe is Insane Galvatron. So... Insane Galvatron, yeah, I know, right? I'll get in contact with you and we'll send that out. Don was on a podcast with Insane Galvatron.
EB Mega Man, the first thing I I thought when I heard that name was Electronics Boutique.
That's
Mega
exactly
Man,
what I assumed that it is, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
I'm wrong.
Awesome if that's it. It might just be his initials and then Mega Man, but that's pretty cool. I like that name.
Yeah, I think so. So we have that. Let's see here. Also, if you haven't checked out our year-end episode, please do. It features our RFC Awards, where we go in and we discuss the last year, 12 months, 365 days of Transformers news. And on that, we announced our RFC Awards. And what we did is the items that we put up for nomination, we put up on Twitter and let you vote on what you thought the winner of that category was. So I'm just going to go through those. These are the votes nominated for Best Masterpiece, MP43, Megatron, MP44, Optimus. He didn't actually win any nominations, but we only had two Masterpiece toys on our end that we nominated, which was Megatron and Black Arachnia. Hound, we didn't have in hand yet, so Hound received no nominations, but I did include Hound as an option. MP47, so MP43, 44, 46, and 47. MP45 Bumblebee, just no. No. but the winner with 44%, Megatron, which nice. Was also the winner on the RSC Awards on our end. Best Leader Class and Up, Ultra Magnus, Omega Supreme, Jetfire, Shockwave, and the winner was Jetfire. Just like...
As it should be.
Yeah, 39.5%, almost 40%. Best Voyager Class of 2019, Springer, SS-38 Optimus, and the 35th Anniversary Optimus Prime, the cel-shaded one. Winner, Springer, 43%.
Nice.
I like how this voting's going so far.
Yeah, me too.
the next few items, there are winners far and away. The winners ran away with it. Best Legends Class, Best Deluxe of 2019, Spinister, Ratchet, Cromar, and Crosshairs. The winner, 66%, 2/3, Spinister. No surprise.
Nice. See, I was worried about that because I didn't know if that hit full saturation yet.
Maybe not, but I think enough people heard how awesome it is that they gave the award, which is honestly what I think it happened with this next one, because I disagree with it, but it is what it is. Best Legends Class or Battle Master 2019, Rung, Fire Drive, and Smashdown. And with 62.7% of the vote is Rung.
Oh, wow. That surprises me.
Yeah, me too. But I think that's the one that was, you know, most anticipated. I think it's the best one, but it's the most anticipated one. So, Best Engineering 2019, Jetfire and Spinister. Winner's Jetfire, 62.9%.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he does have the retractable hand thing, which is the 5mm port, which is awesome, but that I'm surprised at the outcome there.
And yeah. The head panel where his head disappears into that recessed panel, those spring doors, and also the handles that come down so G.I. Joes can hang on it, or other Transformers can hang on it. What's that?
Can G.I. Joes hang on it?
No, I meant other Transformers.
But can they?
I was thinking, yeah, G.I. Joes, but that's because it was G.I. Joe inspired.
Well, heck yeah, I needed to do that.
And then also the integration with the Titan Master.
But all this awesome stuff Spinister does, he does at the deluxe price point. And that, you know, that's pretty amazing.
Well, he does yeah. One, he has decent engineering, but no, it's really only one thing.
No, diecast. So,
I can agree with the fans. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, diecast, you're wrong.
Okay.
We'll talk about G.I. Joe here in a second. But, Jetfire won. Kind of surprising. Also, not too surprising, honestly, because this is the one that I would have gone with. Biggest news item of 2019, Seacons Before Unicron, HasLab Unicron, or the relaunch of Hasbro Pulse, HasLab Unicron.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you, fans.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest news item of the year.
I mean, what else were we expecting HasLab to do? The Seacons came out of nowhere.
I think there's a lot of things. I mean, you know, like a child-sized Optimus Prime or Bumblebee would be just as likely as Unicron, to be honest.
I think a lot of people weren't expecting HasLab to do anything Transformers-related. especially after Cookie Monster was announced.
Well, they're so close together. Yeah.
We didn't know that at the time. We thought that, you know, they weren't going to be close together and we were going to be stuck with Cookie Monster for 2019.
I'm really glad that HasLab spaced out those reveals so that it was just long enough that it was Cookie Monster alone that it ruined your whole TFCon weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was so angry.
And it added to my enjoyment of that weekend just because Dotcast was miserable. So,
and by the end of it, I went through all the stages of
grief,
of loss and grief. Yeah. And by the end of it, I was accepting and I was down with the Cookie Monster, and then Unicron got announced and I forgot about Cookie Monster, as did everyone else.
Yeah. So before we jump to what we got this week, I do want to go over a bit of off-topic news. I just did a Google search to get some more details because I honestly forgot the particulars. But so G.I. Joe, the brand, is being licensed by a...
Jazzwares.
What's the name?
Jazzwares.
Jazzwares. And they do what, the Fortnite figures?
Among a bunch of other things, yeah, yes. But that's the most impressive thing they've done.
They're very cool looking. I've seen some.
They are actually about as good as the G.I. Joe figures were the last time they were actually making it. I got one of those just because I was curious about them. And yeah, the articulation on their 4-inch scale Fortnite figures is really nice.
So with that, I think there's some speculation as to what would be produced. Me, in my perspective, considering Hasbro is not doing anything with G.I. Joe right now, it seems to me that they're going to do basically what the when Hasbro was licensing out, what was it, Popples? Something like that. I think it was Popples a few years ago. Hasbro let another company just make Popples. And Hasbro took a nice, I guess, licensing fee on it. I believe it was Popples. I think they ultimately sold that brand, but I'm pretty sure they were licensing that out. I mean, if somebody else wants to make G.I. Joe figures and they're willing to pay you and you get oversight on it, why not do it? Which is what I'm assuming is going to happen. Rob, was it you that thought that they might be doing some sort of accessory instead?
Wasn't me. Somebody I was talking to on Twitter said they might be making other G.I. Joe related things, but not action figures. They do Marvel things that, little super deformed figures and things like that, that aren't actually, standard action figures.
I mean, there are already some stuff like that. What is it? The little SD Transformers figures, I think the blind boxed ones, I think the
Loyal Subjects.
Yeah. The Loyal Subjects. I think they're G.I. Joe versions of those. And we've seen stuff like that, but the figures that this company does, it already really kind of looks like G.I. Joe anyway, in some cases. Just seems to me that it's reasonable to assume that that's the case, but we'll find out at Toy Fair.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking along the same lines myself, just one of those things like IDW actually puts out Marvel's kids-oriented comics because IDW, The kind of numbers IDW is going to get from that would not be a success for Marvel the way they do things. But since IDW is used to operating at a smaller scale, it's fine for them. And I'm kind of thinking that it might be a similar situation with Jazzwares picking up G.I. Joe.
That would be great. Also, I saw just now Googling it because I didn't even realize there's a G.I. Joe mobile game that was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
War on Cobra. It looks like a strategy game from the screenshot I'm seeing. I may be wrong.
So I'm kind of wondering if these figures, if there are figures, if they might not be a tie into that.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
So if G.I. Joe comes back, it's semi on topic. Toys are. I'm not going to go, not going into fiction, but I think toys are, on topic-ish if they get there. That'd be great. Let's see here. Anything else? Toy Fair is coming up in just a little over a month. That's going to be exciting.
Yes.
It's going to be a whole bunch of news, like all together, then no news for a couple months. Yeah, unless all the news happens here in the next couple
bunch
weeks.
A whole bunch of news that will be released through various news sites in the 2 weeks leading up to actual Toy Fair.
Blogs and stuff like that. Tumblrs. Yeah. And Diecast will go and he might see one thing he didn't know about already.
Correct. But I'll go anyway.
It's fun.
But he'll bother the design team anyway.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's
but see. I don't know what to ask for other than Submarine Megatron because I got my HasLab Unicron. So
it, you know, I've been going on ridiculously little sleep lately. So when we were talking about that last week, the whole Submarine Unicron just went zoop over my head. I wasn't thinking at all the whole six shot submarine mode thing. Yeah. For those who don't get it, the submarine mode looks, it's the gun, but flipped
upside down.
Upside down.
So I asked for a Submarine Megatron because it would be basically an upside-down Megatron gun.
So, yeah, that'd be great.
We have 5 or 6 weeks to come up with some stuff to ask them.
That would be awesome if the Voyager Megatron that you know has been leaked as a possibility for Earthrise is just a Submarine Megatron.
That would be wonderful. And hopefully Skype and YouTube willing, we will have our big live stream like we do every year. It's our Thank you, Skype. It's our favorite event all year. It really is. We're looking forward to it. I know Chris hates this idea and probably Matt too.
I usually do.
Yeah. But together. They hate it. I really want to, and I was mentioning this on our Patreon community. I really want to do at least 4, maybe 20 or 30 minutes, take some calls from viewers. So I've got all the equipment set up. I upgraded. So if we ever wanted to do it, it's a Don deal again, and I think Don would like to do that. His ears perked up when I said that. We have equipment in place to do it now, that better equipment than we had before. But I'd like to do that for Toy Fair, at least like toward the end, get people's thoughts and opinions. And it'll also make it easier for me to call Diecast.
That's always worrying. During the live stream.
Yeah, it'll also make it easier for me to call Diecast and bring him on.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be great. Okay. Did anybody get anything this week? Don raised his hand. Don, why are you wearing a glove?
That's why, because this is a little heavy and I want to put it down before I drop it. I worked a lot of overtime during the holidays at my job, and even though I have to go get a crown tomorrow.
Really? I thought that was your slow season.
Yeah. So I have to go get a crown put on tomorrow, but it's been a little bit of overtime.
Where are you going, Burger King?
The dentist. But I picked up something that I had canceled late last year and because I saw it at GameStop and I really wanted it. So I picked up the Optimus Prime Pop Culture Shock animation statue.
Oh, they had that at GameStop?
Yeah. That actually looks pretty good.
Yep. And it's...
You know what this reminds me of, looking at this, for people not... Antique Roadshow, that too. But for people listening to the podcast, it's basically like Mary Poppins. And the Optimus Prime is a cartoon that is painted over the actual movie.
It's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Or Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but with Optimus Prime in Don's apartment. It really looks like that. It's kind of creepy.
Well, the reason I got it was, you know, we all remember the end credits of season one more than Transformers.
Of course.
Where Optimus Prime is running to the screen, where he's in truck mode, then he transforms and he's running towards the screen there for a second. That is that, I'm guessing that's where they got the inspiration from, because it looks like he just stepped out of the screen and he's continuing that running motion. And
that hits me in the feels, Don.
Yeah, it's very dynamic, and he does have an alternate arm. Unfortunately, this is not the one that you can adjust the arm at different locking points, because it kind of only locks in one way. But he also comes with the energy axe hand, so you can switch out his weapon for the gun.
Switch out his arm.
Yeah.
Prime Bricks is asking.
It was about $165 with the tax. That's way less than I thought.
When are you getting your Dungeons & Dragons animated series statues?
When they go on sale, because that's a lot more money.
But you're working overtime.
Like I said, I have a crown I have to get put on tomorrow, and that's about $400, give or take. So, Yeah. So I picked that up because that's something I put off last year. I mentioned on Twitter I got three of the four new Cyberverse Deluxes. I've opened Megatron. He's not bad.
He's my least favorite one.
Yeah, I'm hoping Optimus and Bumblebee are a little bit better. I like the way they look versus all the other Cyberverse figures. Unfortunately, it's kind of a low-hanging fruit. But so far, I'm liking mostly what I see. Megatron's a little tabalicious, and stuff doesn't exactly want to tabby and write. But I do like him. I picked up... the only thing I got off topic was the power I picked up from my friend Hing in Australia, the Green Ranger Putty 2-pack from BBTS for him. Back on topic, I got the Hotshot Selects just because he was on sale and I got him.
It's a good figure, Don.
Yeah. And my last big purchase, y'all remember when I got that Mega SFC Optimus that was on sale during Big Bad Toy Store's anniversary sale.
Yeah, well, I don't remember.
I finally got the Megatron because it was on sale too. So I got the Mega SFC Optimus, and now I got the Megatron. So I've got those two, and I'm planning on displaying them with Unicron because I figured that would be kind of an interesting display with Unicron in robot mode and those two gigantic Action Masters. So that. And I also found Rung and Cinch. So I've got those as well. And that's all that I've got.
Cool. Who else?
I got some stuff.
Matt had his hand up first.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Diecast.
Okay, sure? He's being polite. He's sure.
All right. I got my big wheelie monster, which is the Studio Series Constructicon Scrapper. I forget. I always call him Wheelie Monster.
When you call him Wheelie Monster, I was thinking that he's supposed to be the same character as Wheelie from what is that? Dark of the Moon, and the little car that humps the leg.
Oh yeah, that is Wheelie.
But that's a great toy. It's a horrible movie, but it's a great toy.
Yeah,
it's a Wheelie horrible movie.
I call this the Wheelie Monster. So he's pretty cool. I'm happy to have him just because he's obviously I'm getting all the Devastator figures, but. He's just the craziest one to me, and he was huge in the movie. He was, you know, in one of the best movies ever, and in the opening scene. So, I'm really happy to have him. That he's finally out. And
how many of those Devastator pieces are out now?
All but two.
Yeah. So how many are there total? Eight, six.
All seven? But two.
Yeah, I have all the Legends one from years ago. It's the only one I need.
This I talked about on Twitter today. This is the Creo that Brian was talking about. This is the Blizzard Strike Optimus Prime.
That looks nice.
He's in white, and he has those like armor pieces that go on him. So basically, on the back they have Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Sideswipe, and Grimlock. The Grimlock is just a green Creo figure, so it really doesn't scream Grimlock to me. Yeah, and the Sideswipe kind of reminds me of what's the one from Prime, the red car
Knockout.
Knockout. It reminds me of Knockout. The face and everything is Knockout more than Sideswipe to me. But they basically have three modes. They have a armor up mode, a Blizzard Strike mode, and a Night Strike mode. So they're just different colors that are available.
Oh, I didn't look at the back of the card.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I hate that, and I love it. It's going to kill me. I'm going to have to go to Dollar Generals now. Thankfully, there's a million of them here.
Yeah, because they had the yellow Bumblebee, and they had the white Bumblebee, but they didn't have the black Bumblebee. This was the only Optimus Prime they had, so I grabbed him because I think they were $5.50. And they also had those Creo the transforming figures, but they're more of like shell figures than anything, like the robots on the bottom and you kind of just stand them up. They didn't look that impressive to me, and they were $12 a piece. So I was like, yeah, I'm not getting that. And the only one I might have considered was Grimlock, but they didn't have him. They had Megatron. I think it was another Sideswipe and Shockwave. So, and they weren't very impressive to me. Not for $12. So I picked him up. He's awesome. I also got those the three bike chicks from Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah, what?
RC, Chromia, RC, and Alita One.
Yeah.
Wow, they are so small. Like they are all.
Well, there's three of them at the deluxe price point. What were you expecting?
Yeah, but if you look at the photos on like Hasbro Pulse, they do not look this small. I expected them to be small. I did not expect them to be this small.
I actually like that.
Oh my god, they're.
I'm not buying them, but I like it.
They look like I could break them at any second. So yeah, so they're. I didn't even open the box yet because they're just. I don't even like the look of them. Like blown up. On the pictures on Hasbro Pulse, I liked how they look. In hand, no. And then, you know, I basically had a Hasbro Pulse explosion on my in front of my door. I got Soundwave Deluxe Studio Series, which again, this I don't think I ever had a deluxe movie Soundwave at this. At this size, because it never got released in the U.S. So that's pretty cool. I got the Voyager Megatron movie. This is from the first movie, I believe. Correct? The Jet? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the first movie, right?
Pretty sure,
so hard
yeah.
to tell. But I don't even know why I got this. I didn't even think I ordered this, but apparently I did.
Yeah.
Because it came in the mail.
They just automatically send everything to you and just charge your credit card. You know.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And then I also got
Siege Astrotrain.
Yeah, Siege Astrotrain, which, you know, if I would have got it from Amazon, I would have had it like almost a month ago. But, you know, I ordered from Hasbro Pulse, so I had to wait till the release date of January 1st, I guess it was. So I got all this stuff like on the 3rd of January. All these boxes on the front. I'm like, what the heck happened? So yeah, and he is definitely small. Like in package, he's so nice. Small. Yeah. But that's it. That's all I got.
Cool. Matt.
Okay. I went to my local Walmart today and they had the new Fantastic Four and Spider-Man Waves of Marvel Legends out. So I got the one figure I wanted from each wave. I got the Vulture from Spider-Man. Pretty great. One step closer to a Sinister Six. Because I missed this Sandman Build-A-Figure, and I need to find a good Electro, and then I'll be set. And I got Doctor Doom from the Fantastic Four wave, and he is just magnificently sculpted. So nice. And he's heavy, too. Like, he is way heavier than other Legends at his price. I think it's just because of his cape, though. Like, the cape is really thick plastic. And while I was there, and while I was putting all of the Transformers back on the right price tags, you're welcome, Walmart, I found two more Cyberverse Shark
Tons. Nice.
Put a smile on my face. The Cyberverse one's five, and I think I'm pretty good there.
Oh, gosh, I think I may have more than you on that one. Definitely not the...
Well, they go well with the 30 or so, you know, Legends ones from a couple years ago I have. And that's a pretty good start for, you know, upcoming Quintessons. I also got Siege Astrotrain in the mail from Hasbro Pulse. And he's not as small as I was expecting. He's actually pretty chunky. And I like all of his modes. He's just at that complexity level that I really like. I didn't need instructions to figure anything out. There were these hip skirt panels right on the front of his legs. I wasn't sure if they were supposed to fold all the way up or not. So, you know, I went back and forth on whether I should try and force them. And they do fold all the way up for transformation. So, but yeah, I actually really like Astrotrain. He's a very, very pleasant surprise. And I got him for $10 off since I'd never got my Garofian Noizu set.
Oh.
I'd rather had Garofian Noizu, but you know, you know, it's the $10 off makes me like Astro Train even more. Last week I did get Masterpiece Hound.
Yes.
And I actually really like him. He does have some
terrifying.
Yeah, there's some thin plastic in places. Nothing I was concerned about, like breaking
shoulders.
You know, I was not concerned about breaking.
Oh, I about died when you told me how to get them in place. I about freaked out, but I powered through it.
Yeah. Just, I don't like the way his feet transform. It's got this.
That's awful.
Though, yeah, you can't even see it when the feet are all transformed, but he's got this weird hinge. It doesn't fold, but it collapses the foot to make it smaller. And I'm not crazy about the feet altogether. They don't even clean up all that well. You know, you still got this huge wheel well, but the feet, I mean, if that's the most offensive thing, you know, visually to me, I'll deal with that.
Like the feet are the bane of the modern Masterpiece toy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're Bumblebee version 2.0 bad or anything.
They're close.
I mean, yeah, he actually looks really good. I think his arms might be a little stubby for my taste. Like they should have been just a little bit longer. But I mean, the way he transforms, you know, there's just sacrifices had to be made, I guess. I would actually love to see this thing get done in a toy deco too. But this is one where I don't think strictly sticking to the animation model hurt it too much. Like if I was disappointed with Hound, I was just going to be done with Masterpiece, but he's pleasantly, surprisingly pleasant. So, also last week I was playing around on eBay and found some Chinese knockoff Lego sets. I can't even, it doesn't say Lego. It says ENLI on the bricks. And I found two combiner sets, and one is a vaguely Bruticus looking thing. It looks exactly like, you know, you would imagine a Lego combiner looking, but he's all right. He's not bad, but the winner and came out way nicer than I ever expected was the Leo Kaiser set.
It's wonderful.
Oh, wow.
And I have dubbed him Lego Kaiser.
It's the best name.
But I mean, none of these have individual robot modes because, yeah, I mean, they're Lego sets, but they do have, you know, vehicle, and they combine to form the overall Lego Kaiser. And you do kind of have to take Jaguar and Leozak, break them into a couple pieces to switch them around. And their Kill Bison is tan instead of gold, and their Drill Horn is purple instead of blue. But I mean, this thing is like solid and nice, and it has knees that bend.
Oh, wow.
Bad camera angles. Yeah, he has knee bends. He bends at the thighs. He has elbows. Like this thing is ridiculous, and it was $20.
And mine's on the way.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah,
that's great.
Like it was a $20 Lego set, and it's one of like the favorite things I've gotten so far this year. It's just really fun. And that's it for me.
Cool. Who else? Anybody else? Rob, Chris.
I got a few things. None of them on topic, but first off, I want to thank Paladin, who got me a Gundam head mug for Christmas. And that is ridiculous looking and impractical as heck, and I love it. It is just the best thing.
That's cool.
It's just this, just this enormous Gundam head that hinges open to have a little metal cup inside. I cannot foresee myself ever using it, but it's going to be on a shelf looking nice somewhere for a very long time. I also, after I saw Star Wars, I picked up the Last Jedi version of Rey off of Amazon for $10. That's not a bad figure. The vintage version collection, 3 3/4. And beyond that, I got a new computer. So
awesome. That's important.
Yeah. Yeah, that is important. I can give the one I was borrowing from my brother back, and this one hopefully will last a good long time and is just so much better than the one I had. I regret having to do it, but it came out the best it possibly could.
Sweet. Awesome. Cool. Chris, no for you? Okay. For me. So I want to sort of rejoin where Matt was talking about Hound. I got Hound. Yeah, the feet are kind of bad, but the thing that really scared the crap out of me with the shoulders is the shoulders. They weren't hanging limp, but they weren't locked into place or locked. They didn't look right. And Matt basically said, "Well, you have to force it through this." Yeah,
there's a detent that you have to get over,
and it mm-hmm. just doesn't feel like it should move that way. And I'm like, "Well, I'm going to break it." And I did one arm and it went through and locked into place. I did the other one.
And there was an audible gasp while he was doing it.
Yes,
too.
It was terrifying. After the whole Star Convoy thing, I am just so worried about that. But overall, I like it. I think it's really nice. I think it looks really good. I like it better than Wardog. The floating head is a non-issue. It's just bad photography. Yeah, the head comes down and rests on the hood, but I don't have an issue with it. So I like that a lot. Don had mentioned that the deluxes, and they are definitely deluxes from Cyberverse. They're deluxe scale. My observation is, yeah, deluxe price point, deluxe size, but it's still the same kind of plastic they use in Cyberverse, which is a little more rigid, a little less forgiving, and I don't have any stress marks on it, but I could really see stress marks coming on some of the darker colored toys. Bumblebee and Shockwave are fine. Shockwave's alt mode is terrible, though. It's basically him doing like the spider thing where you basically stand on all, you know, your feet and hands upside down. It's pretty lame. Megatron, the problem with Megatron is I think Don was talking about how it taps together. It doesn't want to at all. So getting it to tab, like, pieces would pop off, which, you know, you experience. But now, basically, all the joints, his hips and shoulders are now loose. And he's very floppy. Where he wasn't floppy before, but he didn't want to tab together. Otherwise, it's okay. I prefer it to what we were getting before. I liked they are deluxe price point, deluxe scale. But Crab Walk. Yes, Rodimus Supreme. Thank you. Crab Walk. That's what I was saying. Or what I was meaning. I want them to continue with this. I still haven't found Optimus, but I like it, and I will buy these. Where I was iffy before on Cyberverse. As long as they're this scale, I'll buy them. What else did I get? Oh, yeah. The Cyberverse, the Sharkticons pack that comes with the Black Rodimus and the three Sharkticons. What, the tiny turbo changers? Were these actually tiny turbo changers? Were they released this way? Or they're basically the same kind of toy?
Oh, they are?
Basically the same kind of toy. I think this is the first we've ever seen of these.
I think they're painted way better than those are. Are they those even painted? The paint on them is nice. But they're a little better than those toys, but they're about the same size. As I pointed out on Twitter when I got them, the Black Rodimus is okay. But they really scale much better with Micromaster Hot Rodimus. That's about right. So I got singed and wrung. I was having a dry spell, but I remember that I live like within 20 minutes of five targets. So I just want to avoid traffic. Yes, yeah, so I just did some driving and found those. I got that, he's holding wrong, that World War II hot rod that Diecast had mentioned a couple weeks ago. And in hand, I compared it to the Bumblebee. I'm like, yeah, same toy. So, it is what it is.
Did you transform it? Is it as terrible as Bumblebee?
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm not going to. It's just going to stand on the shelf. Honestly, I forgot that I had a few things to talk about. So I was in Walmart a couple nights ago, and I said I want to buy something Transformers related. So I got those Nano Hollywood rides, the little diecast cars.
Ooh.
It's two Bumblebees and an Optimus. They're just tiny. They're not even Hot Wheels size. They're smaller than that. So
that's a cool little pack, though. Yeah, I like that.
I like it. And I guess the biggest thing I got this week. Actually, no. One more thing. Before that, we were asking a couple weeks ago, I think on the last episode we did, prior to the year-end episode. Maybe it was the year-end episode. We were talking about the Transformers BotBots official sticker book. Like, did that come out? Yes, it did. Got it on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Tons of stickers. If stickers are your thing, this book is for you. I should get another one for the kids because they love stickers. I love stickers too, but they're never going to be taken off the page.
You got that on tfradio.net/Amazon?
Sure did.
Nice.
And the last thing I got was the Bump of Chicken Bumblebee.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, Bump Cross Transformers, I think his name is Bump or something like that. And it comes with a little exosuit, Headmaster or Titan Master. So it's not bad. I like it. I got it quick. I ordered it from a seller in America. And I feel like the price on these have gone down since they first popped up because there are a ton of them online. So Prime Bricks in the chat's like, watch out, Brian. That's kids content. You're right. So I should probably drop an F-bomb or something while talking about the BotBots. But the Bump of Chicken Bumblebee is nice. I like it. It's ridiculously expensive for what it is. But I thought, yeah, I'll do it. So got that. Next week, I should have a couple things. No spoilers, but it's something I've been talking about for a while. I'm pretty excited about that. And I will say this. I was bidding on a G1 Monstructor, and ooh, I was outbid, like, right before showtime, so.
Oh, did it have the shells with it?
What?
Did it have the shells with it?
Yeah, it was missing the feet, of all things. It actually went for, like, twice what the going price has been lately, in some cases, on Monstructor. I got caught up in bidding up, you know, just because I'm like, darn it. So I got caught up in bidding on it, but I didn't think, I lost it. But the person that won is going to take a bite out of their paycheck or their wallet or whatever. So, but yeah, if I wind up with a Monstructor soon, you'll know why. So yeah, I got that. Did everybody get their predictions for 2020? Okay, Matt, you go first.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with this is something that Chris had come up with originally, and I just happened to agree with, is the Masterpiece Raiden is not going to be composed of 6 individual masterpieces. Raiden himself will be the masterpiece, and he's going to break down into 6 robots that are much more generations in style, and people are probably not going to be happy about it.
Put me down for that one, too, since, you know, I came up with the idea originally. I should get credit for it if that happens.
Okay.
So, as far as generations goes, I think we'll see a Warpath, probably a small deluxe in the vein of Cliffjumper, with, you know, something added to him to try and, air quotes, make up the price point. And I'm only doing 3 this year. Since we know we have Hoist coming up in Earthrise, I'm expecting a Inferno as well. So I think off of that, we will see a Generation Selects Artfire.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, cool.
I'll go next.
Okay.
So I'm predicting a Transformers and Power Rangers crossover comic book to at least be announced this year, if not go to publication. And then, since I'll call my third prediction the Raiden thing, the only thing I have left here is a new Masterpiece Starscream, because it never ends. Oh, and it's also going to be 30,000 yen, so going completionist on that one, Matt.
That's a win-win. If we lose, like, you know, that's nightmare. Good. But if you win, Matt will lose and be tortured.
Matt will lose a lot.
Yeah, yeah, no matter who wins, someone loses.
Okay, Don, what about you?
Well, I think the low-hanging fruit, MP50 will be announced, if not come out. Depends on the we're not that far away, but with the time it takes to, you know,
does that even count? Because they go in numerical order, so of course there's going to be a 50.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying my prediction is what it's going to be.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And it's going to be RC. RC will be Masterpiece 50. My other, I really don't have a lot of predictions for the other ones. I think what we're going to do is we will probably see the Siege Astro Train redone as a Marvel Selects in either his animation color colors or the white and black version that was released in Japan. Because I can't see them not getting another use out of that mold. And I really don't have a third one right now. But that's my two predictions right there.
Okay, cool. Diecast.
Okay, I think this year we're going to have a movie announced. Not for this year, but we'll have an announcement of the next Transformers
An official
movie.
Announcement.
Yeah. I really still think we're going to get an Earthrise Trax.
What about a Rhino to go with him?
What's that? That's a safe bet.
Yeah. But it's kind of scaring me because I thought it would have been announced already or leaked already. So that one's a little scary. The other thing that I'll go with is we're probably going to get, it seems like every year we say there's going to be a Masterpiece Jazz. There's going to be a Masterpiece Jazz. I didn't pick that last year. And I think if any year is going to be the year, it's going to be this year. So I'm going to go Masterpiece Jazz is going to be at least announced, maybe not released, but announced this year.
Okay, cool. Any more?
Nah, that we're doing three, right?
Yeah, you can do whatever. I'm doing three.
Yeah, there was no limit. I just, three seemed good.
My third one's a cheat.
I had in my head already, so.
Cool. Rob.
Okay. First one, the most likely one, we will see a Masterpiece that costs more than MP44.
Oh God!
Oh please yeah, no! Yeah. Well, Raiden could possibly be there. So,
yeah, I'm my first prediction. Thinking of Raiden, thinking if it is really a full on masterpiece, and not, you know, something along the lines Chris was talking about. My prediction was going to be we'll see the first $1,000 Masterpiece, but I'm going to go with more than MP44. My second prediction is, again, long shot. I think we'll see a Masterpiece God Jinrai. And then next up, I don't know whether it will be Generation Selects or it will be a Hasbro Generations product or how it'll happen, but I am predicting a Generation Star Saber.
Okay.
That'd be a good Commander class figure.
It would be. That would be a great Commander class. Did you say that God Jinrai would be a Masterpiece?
Yeah, that's my prediction is a Masterpiece God Jinrai.
Gosh,
that would cost more than MP44.
Do you think they would use MP44 as a base and like do the EXO or suit around it? Or
I think the animation model for Jinrai is too different. I think they would have to go from scratch. Yeah. I'm not sure if they could reuse any of it at all.
Yeah.
Okay. It has the added benefit of making it cost more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's everybody but me. Okay. My third one's a cheat. So, but I'll say it anyway. Okay. Only three new Masterpiece toys, original Masterpiece toys, should be announced in 2020. Everything else will be a plus or a slight retool. Calling this one right now, HasCon 2021. And by the end of 2020, I'll finally buy Guard City and Battle Gaia.
Yeah, I mean, you can make that one come true if you want to.
Yeah.
Battle Gaia is tricky to find.
It is.
Yeah. Guard City is an easier one to get.
Oh yeah, that's the easy one.
Just expensive.
So,
well, if Kelby comes up to a couple of TF cons, he might be able to pull it off.
Yeah, if I skip TF con, it's a, you know, and hopefully my employee review will be really good this year. I'll know in a month.
I feel like now that everyone had the announcements, we should go around and all pick one that we strongly disagree will happen this year.
Of all those?
Well,
are you saying shoot down somebody's prediction?
Yeah.
Sounds like what he's saying, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are that off.
I shoot down Don's RC.
Yeah, of course. MP50 is going to be riding.
Of course.
MP50 is going to be riding.
I'm sure.
And that will be the one that's more expensive than Optimus Prime.
Because, I mean, you have to look at it this way, too. We already know what MP49 is. It's that Nemesis Prime.
And that's not coming out till what, June?
June or July, I think, yeah.
So they have plenty of time to, like, Raiden's already in the planning. I'm sure there's already some level of prototype of it done. So, yeah, I can totally see that being 50 and an end of the year release.
Well, we'll probably know the week before Toy Fair, because that's when Winter Wonderfest is in Japan, and they would have to talk about that at that point. It's the first big hobby show of the year in Japan.
I've got to go to the chat first before we shoot down somebody else's dreams. A couple things. One, Spider Bob says Don turns 50 this year, so he's Masterpiece 50.
Does Don turn 50 this year?
He does. Yep. Yeah, so he's MP50.
Wow.
That would be awesome. Two, Sean had a couple of predictions. I'll do two of them. One, Don's going to get engaged.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with that.
Don Jr.
I'm not going to go that far.
That would be awesome. Of course, Sean's his predictions are all Don-centric, so... And Don just typed in our chat, Takara hasn't heard of me.
Perhaps they have.
I probably have, yeah.
I'm sure Aaron Archer sent them a memo when he was walking out the door. Tell Takara not to make this stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. Okay, if I was going to shoot down one, it would be MP50 for Don. Not that I think that RC isn't going to come out, but I just don't think RC is going to be MP50.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am with it, too.
Well, see, the reason I said that is because... I thought about Raiden, but then I remembered this is their first Masterpiece combiner. What's to say this is not its own numbered series separate from Masterpiece like the movie Masterpieces are? So what if this is MPC01? Like, this is their first combiner. It's its own series.
Because they're marketing it specifically as Masterpiece Raiden, not Masterpiece Train Bots. That's my thinking behind it.
Mm-hmm. And it's still ultimately G1 characters, and the only thing that has gotten separate numbering is non-G1 or G1 related, because Beast Wars still falls under G1, even though I think there's still a few people out there who want to think it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, Japanese continuity, it definitely is. Everything is G1. Yeah. Everything. See,
because they took our leader class movie figures and made it movie 1 and movie 2 for that Starscream and Bumblebee. That's why I was thinking maybe the combiners would be its own.
Okay. I'm gonna strike out my third prediction because I can make that one. That one's a cheat. This made me think.
Much going in.
So my third real one in 2020, announcement of Masterpiece, a Masterpiece Kiss Player.
Now I want to shoot down yours instead of Don's.
Well, now, let's be honest, you know, like the Kiss Player figures were good figures.
They're just
the
toys gross.
It's just the fiction and context around them. But like, I would like to see the Auto Trooper done in a better body style.
Yeah. While we're on that subject, though, is anybody else happy that we are getting another Generations RC that presumably the Kiss Players guy was not involved in the design?
Yes, I'm excited about that, actually.
Yeah.
I got to agree with Matt. Beast Wars is not G1, because how can Beast Wars be G1 when you have G1, G2, and then Beast Wars? How do you just ignore G2 and throw Beast Wars under G1?
Generation 1 almost did.
Yeah. Yeah. And Beast Wars is mostly cartoon continuity. And G2 isn't a thing in cartoon continuity.
Yeah. But G2 came after G1, so, and Beast Wars came after G2, so it's technically, where would Beast Wars fall in the timeline? Would it fall after G1?
In the 24th and a half century?
Yeah.
Distant future and past.
Yeah, future and past, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't consider it G1. It's its own thing because it's beautiful and wonderful, but if you look at how it, in continuity, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's
I can't see it that way.
It's so good.
Well, you're wrong, Doc-ass.
I just don't understand how incontinent it is. It's just it hurts my head.
Okay, well, maybe continuity
hurts my head in general, honestly.
Yeah.
I've got 30 years of Doctor Who under my belt. That Beast Wars and G1 is not a problem, trust me.
Okay,
yeah, you can't really talk about G1 and continuity when the Constructicons have three separate origin stories alone.
Yes. That's true. Yeah, that's true, though.
One of them involves them creating the person who created them. So
Yes.
We need to get Mainframe back together to do a special where Beast Wars Megatron creates the Constructicons in the distant past.
I want to take a moment to thank all of our patrons at the Touched level. Normally, this would be at the end of the show, but there was a mix-up with the predictions happening later on in the episode, which kind of threw us off a bit. So I am doing it here, but going forward, this will be done live in the stream at the end of the show each week. And also the credits for our Touched patrons can be found at tfradio.net/credits. So the inaugural patrons, the people that were part of our Patreon from January 1st, 2020 through January 17th, which will be another week away, are Kevin Dorsey, Sean Bratton, Jacob Owen Lucha, Sean Hamilton, Jason Rye, Mike Mallory, Jason Hiley, and Jonathan James. Jonathan, thank you for joining our Patreon during the show. Going forward, if you join our Patreon or you up your pledge during the live stream, we will call that out. So again, Jonathan, thank you for doing that during our live stream. If you want to join our Patreon, or if you just want to follow it, you don't have to pledge, you should. But if you just want to be a follower, go to patreon.com/tfradio and you can follow it there. I'm having a lot of fun with this. It's a chance to interact with our super fans, and it is pretty awesome. tfradio.net/credits to view our inaugural Touched patrons and our Touched patrons going forward, but the inaugural ones will get memorialized here and commemorated on the credits as an inaugural patron. Going forward, everyone else will be listed as a Touched patron. Let's jump to the news. Not a whole lot this week. We're really catching up on a couple of things. So I put this in What's on T-Formers, but we didn't actually talk about it on the show proper. Let me move it back. The G1 Astro Train showed up at Walmart. $50. We talk about that a little bit on the year end episode because it was 20.
We're trying to find that for about 40 now.
No, well, that's closer to what it's worth. Closer. It's a little much, but you know, if you don't have a G1 Astro Train somehow, it's, I was going to say it's not a bad toy, but it kind of is. It's kind of a bad toy.
Yeah, get the Siege one. It's much nicer.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, hell, the Titans Return one is nicer than the G1 toy. So, but yeah. Okay, there's that. And one other like news item I wanted to get into. I knew we had a lot to talk about. This popped up today. Tiny Turbo Changer Series 3 Cyberverse toys. At this scale, you can sort of squint and pretend they're anything, which is, I guess, a terrible way to think about it. But has Bumblebee, has a lot of things on it. But the one, I guess, of most interest to me is the RC. So
you mean most interest to Don?
Me too.
There's a Jetfire.
There is. And again, at this scale, it could be a G1. It could be whatever you want it to be. But these have started showing up, or will start showing up, apparently. I don't know that I've even come across any of these.
That Megatron can't be a G1 because it's a tank.
You might try looking at like grocery stores, places like that. I've seen the Tiny Turbo Changers kept up those kind of places, but not at any like typical kind of store we would think to look at.
Okay. I mean, I
wonder if that might show up at Dollar General.
Is that a Chromia?
Possibly Walgreens.
It's Chromia, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Chromia. And then
there's a blue helicopter, which I really can't place. That's not Whirl, right?
One would presume that's Whirl.
Okay.
Helicopter.
I mean, that would be what makes sense. So, yeah, that's cool. Really, again, like not a lot of news. We're in the pre-Toy Fair buzz time.
Yeah, news, didn't they Cyberverse World show up recently anyway?
Did they? Oh, there was, so, do we, well, there was a leak recently. Did it go through official channels, or was it like one of those unofficial things that we don't talk about?
Well, A, define official channel, then B, you're going to be more specific about what you're referring to before I can answer your question.
The one that popped up, I think we talked about it like for a half second on the episode we recorded last week. There's like with an Earthrise Megatron or something.
Well, those popped up through a wholesaler website, so
okay, that's as official as we. Yeah, I think that's our limiting factor.
And the supplemental leak that came out a few days ago apparently was verified through Walmart app digging. So that's also
okay. So tell us about it. What popped up?
Well, on the Studio Series side, it looks like we're going to get Bumblebee Movie Blitzwing as Voyager. What was the other one? I wrote that so long ago, and you know, so many news items have come out since
then. So just many news items.
I'll open that one for in a minute. The Earthrise stuff is a little bit fresher in my head because more of that popped up. Okay, so Studio Series, we've got the Voyager Blitzwing. Ah, Skipjack. That was the other one that was interesting. Who here knows who movie Skipjack is?
I don't.
Nope.
Diecast, certainly you must know since Revenge of the Fallen is your favorite movie ever.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, so you might remember that the Constructicon toy that we mostly know as Rampage has come out in yellow and red, or one might be called orange, depending on the specific iteration. So one of them is Rampage. One of them got called Skipjack through like the script or subtitles or something. The problem is every source I could find disagrees on which one is which character. So we have Rampage in Studio Series as the red bulldozer that turns into the poop monster robot. Now, Skipjack should be the yellow version of that. So you can build your Devastator with a yellow leg instead of a red leg if you think that's more accurate to what Devastator is supposed to look like. Obviously, it's just for mold reuse purposes.
Hmm.
But that's a thing that'll be coming in sometime during this year, along with Studio Series Voyager Blitzwing. Also from the same listings, we got basically just reinforced like Voyager Sentinel Prime, which we'd heard about before, and Scrapper, of course, which is probably going to be the last of the Constructicon toys to come out until Skipjack the recolor. It's actually possible Scrapper and Skipjack could ship together as an assortment, for that matter. We don't really know how these are going to break down by release dates.
It's going to make Scrapper really hard to get.
I mean, for my money, it's hard to get most of the Studio Series stuff other than deluxes in stores. So I basically just consider anything above that. Like, the Voyagers and Leaders are pretty much online exclusives as far as my availability is concerned. Fortunately, I don't want most of them.
Yeah.
On the Earthrise side, we had a few things from what is this? ACD Distribution. That's the wholesale website that leaked some of this stuff. The main thing is we're getting a new Voyager Megatron for Earthrise. We don't know anything more about it than that it's going to exist.
Submarine.
Submarine. Yeah, that's where we were coming up with the submarine Megatron jokes from earlier. But other than that, it confirms Snapdragon, which I think we'd heard about through a leak or something before anyway, but this is a little bit more for verification of that. The Quintesson is there. Yeah, what?
I was say we were assuming Snapdragon was coming anyway since we got Ape Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially with this design team, it's basically a foregone conclusion, but you know, we've got some written evidence to that effect now.
Even Mark Weber said, you know, years ago that they would try and do, you know, everything if they did a Seeker, they're not going to leave the other two out.
Yeah, like that was as far back as what, 2015?
Yeah, they're also following that with G1. By the way, you're not going to get a G1 without eventually getting them all.
Yeah, okay.
That's being smarmy.
Yes, we know.
So we're probably getting a reship of the MicroMaster Battle Squad, which is the set from the same wave as Rumble and Ratbat, which, of course, I just happen to have in arm's reach for demonstration purposes.
I still completely can't find them. It's driving me nuts.
I mean, I got these off of Amazon. And,
the Rumble, you know, and Ratbat?
No, I got those off of eBay for slightly over retail, and I'm more and more glad that I did that, because where are they?
Don't know. It's driving me nuts.
So what I'm noticing with Earthrise is that, especially for the smaller price points, we're seeing cases of that they're reshipping some tail-end stuff in with upcoming assortments. So we know Rung is coming back out. Smashdown wasn't tail-end Battlemaster, but it is one that's been hard to find, and we know that's getting a reship in Earthrise. So if the Battle Squad is getting reshipped in a MicroMaster assortment in Earthrise, it's reasonable to think that Rumble and Ratbat could get a second pass if someone thinks that they didn't get enough distribution time in Siege. It would also help, though, if we thought we were getting another toy that could use these little cassette MicroMasters. But we'll have to see how that goes. Let's see. Rounding out the MicroMasters, there's an Astro Patrol listed, Astro Squad, and the Racetrack Patrol. Which the Racetrack Patrol was one that had Barricade and... I can just remember Barricade because that's the one that's been basically invalidated by the Generations adaptation of movie Road Barricade.
Was it Road Handler or Detour?
Good question, Don. Anyway, we have no idea which of the Racetrack Patrol MicroMasters will be represented in this, but probably not Barricade. Then we got some listings for deluxes, which again, these came through one of the awesome inside sources channels initially, but they were later verified through Walmart's app using like the UPCs to look up or something. So we got on here, Deluxe Airwave, which is a MicroMaster base. It's going to be something like Ironworks, most likely. That's the
modulator.
Yeah. Don, you'll like this. We're getting a Deluxe RC.
Yes, I saw that. I'm interested to see what she looks like and if she'll be a Titan Master or not.
I didn't see that. That's awesome.
We've already gotten a Titan Master RC, Don. I think they're done with that.
I want a RC first. I was actually surprised to see that Big Bad Toy Store had that case that RC was in, the Generations RC, the first one on clearance, for like $80, and you get two of them. I was actually kind of tempted by that.
And two of the good Chromia toys, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're getting an Earthrise smokescreen.
Yeah, okay. Sort of interesting because we just got him through selects.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we'll probably
get a Prowl and a Blue Streak off of this smokescreen in selects.
Hopefully, this one doesn't look so much like a shoe.
Ugly, ugly shoe.
I'm hoping we see smokescreen at Toy Fair so I can go ahead and decide, all right, I'm going to dump my Siege not Dotsons and go with these.
Hopefully there's less transparent plastic.
Yeah.
If they don't have glass knees, I'll be happy. Yeah.
I think it's crazy that they're doing those characters so close together.
Yeah.
How different can it be? I mean, it can be very different because I didn't particularly care for the last mold, but still, it's still too close together for me.
Well, with Smokescreen being a selects, and not available at mass retail, they can probably think they're going to justify putting a Smokescreen in the next wave at mass retail, and then we could be seeing Prowl and Blue Streak or Silver Streak as the selects the next time around. It's just a transparent ruse to get us to buy more figures.
Basically, that's correct, yes.
You could argue Blue Streak has more justification for being rerun already because as a Walmart exclusive, its availability was technically more limited than Smokescreen, who is carried by Pulse and any fan-oriented online retailer that wanted to take on some quantity of that inventory.
Everyone knows the Blue Streak is the best Dotson. So
yeah, can be gotten through Entertainment Earth, which they're a large distributor for a lot of comic shops, stuff like that.
And it's also possible that we'll get it's also possible that we'll get Blue Streak in Earthrise, and his Silver Streak, and then his other pattern will be a selects.
Blue Streak is just the most boring looking of those three. So if they're picking one out to be sold, mass retail on shelves, I understand why they would go with Smokescreen this time around. Prowl, can get a little bit of a pass with the police car thing because that makes it slightly more interesting than just being a gray and black sports car. It's not the most thrilling looking thing on shelves necessarily. I would tend to expect out of this that we would see Prowl and Blue Streak probably go through one of the online channels and not get into the main line this time around. Because Siege, to me, proves they don't want to run more than one of those at a time as main product. But I would like to see them do a blue streak as like a supplemental exclusive.
Yeah, they also did that with, they broke up the release of the Seekers in between, you know, online packs as well. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly, we had two of the Seekers come out at regular retail, but they did shuffle Skywarp off to
Skywarp Amazon. And Red Wing, yeah.
Well, Red Wing might as well have not even existed if, you know, they couldn't have found an outlet for it. Like, there's not a loss there if that never happened so much.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, they want to keep mold variety as much as possible, I think, in what's going to all of the retailers. But the online exclusive stuff obviously plays by different rules. So finally in this, we have the Deluxe Quintessence Alakon, which I think solves a previous mystery from the earlier leaks where we were hearing something about a Deluxe Quintessa. Because the way product listings go, they're usually character space limited and also presented in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was, you know, Quintess A for Quintessence Alakon, someone would read that and just think, oh, it's Quintessa, the planet or the character from the movie being adapted. This is probably that, which makes a lot more sense when you stop and think about it. And it's going to get Matt to spend a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
Another deluxe to troop build.
All of us, because, damn, you know, I mean, it just, those are more figures that need to stand with Unicron, for me anyway.
So you can eat them?
Well, just the when I think of the 1984 movie, I think of Unicron. I think of alligator cons. I think of,
they,
you know,
were unrelated
to cons.
Yeah,
they were unrelated, but they're in the same movie, and I relate them together.
It's something.
You know, if I was writing Transformers the movie now, I would have the plot resolve itself by Unicron eating Quintessa.
I would have it resolve itself by Sharktacons eating Unicron.
Well, yes. See, like, it kind of works together. So Unicron,
yes,
Unicron Quintessa. All the Sharktacons are still inside him, and they just eat from the inside out and destroy Unicron. And yeah, it all resolved itself very cleanly, except for the giant debris field that it leaves behind somewhere. But you know, that's a new planet that'll form.
You
someday.
Know, if I had it to do over and I could start from scratch with Transformers the movie, I don't know how I would make things work out exactly the same way they did in season 3, because I would have Unicron somehow survive, but he would be pitted against Grimlock post Grimlock's new brain, who never created the Technobots. And he becomes, like, you know, the leader of the Autobots without all that Matrix voodoo BS stuff. And he does it all through, like, logic and science, and he defeats Unicron.
But Brian, you know, the most damning thing of all is, I think if I had to do it all over again,
I would. Yes. Okay. Hey, so real quick, Diecast found something on Amazon Impactor. It was like $13.
Yeah.
So if you don't have it, tfradio.net/impactor, that would be great. Help us out. tfradio.net/Amazon. Use that link. It'll help us out. But also, I want to mention the new Patreon, patreon.com/tfradio. We just launched it. It's been awesome so far. It's been great. It's a chance with me to chat and with our fans. I like to think of them as the RFC super fans. But the top tier, we're going to do a physical reward for that. Actually, we're going to do something else. I mentioned this last night when I was half asleep on the Patreon. We're going to do, like, I'm calling it the lucky draw. It's not like an official Patreon reward because it's going to go to one person, but we're going to do a sort of drawing each month. It'll be either the like something that Hasbro sends us, or like a relic from the podcast. Once in a while, it might actually be like a podcast, a real podcast recorded just for you. For one person, and they can decide if they want to free it and give it out to the world or not. So that's pretty cool. So patreon.com/TF Radio. But what I want to show off, then we'll jump to our predictions. And thank you, Matt, for reminding me. We are going to do physical rewards for the top tier, and I'm working on designs. And once I get a couple more and I get it tighter the way I like it, we're going to let the top tier vote on RFC trading cards. So I'm going to show this off. If you're watching video, it'd help. If not, I have put these out on Twitter at TF Radio. Okay, so the first design in diecast is the beautiful model here. Is a 1986 Topps design that I'm very fond of. A lot of people hate this design because it's so plain, but I think that's what's so classic about it.
Man, my eyes are red.
Well, yeah, I'll fix that. This is not final. It might not even be the photo I use, but if I did use that photo, of course I would fix your red eye. The 1987 Topps design, again, it's the wood grain. People love that. I think my favorite, though, is the 1963 Topps design, and I have the picture of you drunk in the PDQ restaurant wearing the Burger King crown. That picture, I have that there as your inset photo. But I really like that. Today I did one using the ALF design. And it's one of those Topps cards that is licensed like by a TV show or something. So it tries to tell a story. It's the photo of you trying to attack JT Hogg from behind. And it says, Diecast is making a huge mistake by crossing JT Hogg.
And it's me doing the narration, apparently.
Yeah, you're the ALF. The Topps card had ALF in a TV set at the bottom of the card. So Don is ALF.
That's pretty cool.
The back of the card includes a tech spec that we were originally going to use for the website when we did a new version of the website a while back, but that didn't end up happening. So I've retained that, and that'll go on the podcast. And we also have... Oh, what's this? Oh, look at that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Spider Bob sent this to me. I just saw it a minute ago, so I had to put it in here. It's a picture
no,
of
you didn't.
Death's
no,
Head 2.
No, you didn't.
Death's Head 2 with Don's face superimposed over.
Death's Head Master Don.
I was going to say Don's Head 2.
Yes, Don's Head 2. Yeah. So that's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I hope to have the design out by the end of the month and then to the printer. And I expect to get these back around Toy Fair time, honestly. Then we'll send them out. It's not going to be monthly. It'll be sporadically. I'll probably use different designs each for each card, but I love this. Doing this has been like my favorite thing that I've done in the longest time. I've actually really enjoyed doing this Patreon. I basically had to be dragged in screaming and yelling for this whole thing, but I've enjoyed it so much. And it's been just a great chance to interact with our fans. I love it. I really genuinely love it.
I better get myself a nice headshot to send you to use. Otherwise, I'm going to pick something yourself, and I'm going to
have
you.
You look really surly in every single good photo I have of you.
Have you met him?
That's not a mistake.
I know, right? Okay, so I guess let's go ahead and, Rob, tell us about the item on T-Formers real quick.
Okay, well, Chris and I and Jack did our year-in-review posts. Man, words are hard today. Pardon me. There it is.
I get it.
Yeah. The one in the, what's on T-former section is mine.
I didn't see Chris's.
Yeah. It mine is up there too.
I didn't get far back enough then. I saw Jack's.
Mine links to Chris's. So you can see both of those from that link. And yeah, we both came at it from slightly different directions, but I think it, you know, turned out pretty well.
We all came at it with slightly different directions.
Yeah, but there were, you know, actually sitting back and thinking about it, there was a lot of fun stuff this year, and really not much for myself that I had, you know. I had one thing negative to say on the list, and it was just basically a matter of there were certain ways in which Siege was not the dream toy line I envisioned in my head when it came to, you know, Cybertronian modes. And that's pretty much the worst I had to say about it, because I was honestly trying not to bring up the battle damage thing because it's been talked about to death. I wanted to talk about something else. But
I think the only thing I cited as a negative was just that Bumblebee didn't do better in the long term financially.
Yeah. And yeah, so
it was a pretty good year for Transformers, honestly.
It really was. It was maybe not the, you know, the, like, you know, on the large financial scale, it was maybe not the success I think Hasbro would have wanted. But, you know, in terms of toys and, you know, other developments, I'm pretty happy with Transformers in 2019.
Awesome. The reason I have a bad taste for Siege in my mouth right now is that we got the Tetra Jets and we got like seven of them, and now we're getting a better jet in Earthrise. I would rather,
and we'll get at least six of those.
Yeah, I would rather not had the Tetra Jets and save my money and had these really nicer jet that we're getting in Earthrise.
Why does it matter? It's Tetra Jets. It's not the same thing.
But I don't care as much about the Tetra Jets. Yeah, exactly. I got.
That's what we have the Rainmakers in the bodies they should have.
Okay.
I will not rule out the possibility that my 2020 list will include the negative as being too many reruns in Siege, because, you know, I really do like the, or in Earthrise rather, because I really do like the Siege Megatron. I don't know if they'll be able to top that, but
I'm interested to see what direction they end up going with that.
Yeah, I hope it is more different than from the Siege toy than I kind of expect it to be.
How long ago did I ask for a submarine Megatron?
20 minutes.
No. We put submarine idea Megatron, the submarine Megatron idea in your head back as far as 2017, I think. It was after Six Shot came out.
Yeah. So that would have gave them enough run time to actually run with the idea if the figures take 18 to 24 months.
You're not going
to
run with it based
on your
joke.
They won't take.
I'm just wondering if maybe for Earthrise, I know it's so heavy G1, but since they can't do Megatron as a gun and they've just done him as a tank three times over, counting Cyberverse as far as on the shelves, I wonder if they're going to look at animated and give us a helicopter Megatron.
I would be all about the attack helicopter Megatron.
So what you have to ask
animated is my favorite with a Corey Megatron, Burton to begin
Megatron
with.
Sound chip.
Yes.
What you have to ask yourself here. Is there a way that they can make Megatron into something that looks like a helicopter, but also can, you know, be a gun unofficially?
I know they wouldn't go that way, but I'm almost wishing now that the Generations or the Earthrise Megatron is the Super Megatron we got teased a couple of years ago for Generation Select.
That was last year. That was like
it just seems like longer.
Yeah.
These years are getting long on us.
Yeah.
It seems like not having too many tanks was a Hasbro thing, because they just had Siege Megatron, they had the Selects Megatron, then they've got all the Megatrons out from Cyberverse. So it just seems like doing another tank this soon kind of would be, you know,
The only way I could see them doing another tank Megatron the year after the last tank Megatron would be if it was like just solidly a G2 Megatron, like in the green and purple.
Big stick.
That would be awesome.
But I'm really hoping that they go in some different direction and
listen to the voice of doom.
Come up with something more
Megatron
interesting.
Attack.
I would love to see that, but as G1, as they're going with Earthrise Optimus, I would have to say they're going to go as close as they can with Megatron as well.
Well, I mean, movie Megatron had a jet form, under a crab flying thing form. He had the truck mode, so they might make him another truck.
I'd hate that. I can live with that, because I can live with it.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so real quick. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, like us on Instagram at TF Podcast, and YouTube, we're at Radio Free Cybertron. So all of that can be found at tfradio.net, where you can also find our Patreon linked, and consider signing up. It's, you know, we have, like I said, three tiers, but I think all are pretty great, to be honest. I'm really throwing a lot of time and attention into it, and I'm really enjoying it. So creatively, it's been awesome for me. So we're going to have our Patreon exclusive podcast up here in a week or so for the middle tier and the top tier patrons, which is it's not Patreon exclusive. There's a Patreon lead time or exclusive early release of 2 months. It's going to be a monthly podcast, which is our RSC throwback podcast. And we do have a Patreon exclusive podcast. It's open to all tiers. It's our pre and post show that we release in podcast form. And again, that's available to all patrons, patreon.com/TF Radio. I'm on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. I've been doing some giveaways lately. Got a couple things I'm going to throw up tomorrow. And as I work on clearing out my office, it's going to be even more. One thing I am going to end up, if there's interest in it, I don't know if there really is. I don't know if people like Masters of the Universe. I realize that I might have 3 or 4 of the same toy when it comes to just stuff I've collected over the years. So I'm going to go in and find all my accessories and pair them up and keep basically one version of each toy. And I'll probably just do a giveaway for those. There's not a lot of monetary value when it comes to original Masters of the Universe stuff. So that's probably something that's going to happen in the next couple weeks. So again, at BKilby on Twitter, Diecast, how people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Twitter at Diecast2, or they can see my reviews that haven't been reviewing very much at tfradio.net/reviews.
And on our Roku and Fire TV.
And Roku and Fire TV. And I am trying to work on getting some more reviews up.
Roku, at least. I think it's also on Fire TV. I'm pretty sure it's on Fire TV. Honestly, I haven't looked. I think I put it there. But it's definitely on our Roku. Roku, tfradio.net/Roku. Man, I can't... you need to do a review of Hound. I'd love to see that.
People, well, I haven't opened... Just, you break it on camera.
I would like to see that. Not you break it, but I would like to see a review of Hound. Cool. Is there any other way for people to connect with you? Did you mention your Facebook?
Oh, Facebook. Yeah, at Reviews by Diecast on Facebook. Cool. So, I'm sorry. I almost broke myself today. Instead of breaking a Transformer, what I happened? Almost broke myself. Black ice. I went to put mail in my mailbox, and so I had to step onto the street. And as soon as I stepped onto the street, I just went straight out, and my mail went flying in the air that I was trying to put in the mailbox. And I'm sure I wish I had a video of it because it's probably very funny, but I'm very sore.
Yeah, I took a tumble a couple years ago, and I was about your age, and I was sore for a couple days. Of course, today here it was like sunny and like 70 degrees. So, yeah, I know, right?
Nice. It was pretty great. Welcome to January, everybody.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see here, Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Sweet. Rob.
I'm on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Rob Flails. That is the official Twitter for Flail Throughs, my YouTube channel. I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2, which is a free-to-play Gundam game for the PlayStation 4. We're into Zeta Gundam stuff now, and that's a lot of fun. This week's update will be posted tomorrow morning, that being Thursday morning, as of the time of this recording. And my Patreon, if you like what I do there, is patreon.com/flailthroughs. A couple bucks, you can request specific mobile suits and color schemes. And lastly, if you want to see the video work that Chris and I have done for T-Formers, you can check out YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Sweet. Chris?
Hey, my birthday's coming up this month. If you would like to, you know, get me a gift or something, I have an Amazon wish list, which you can find at tfradio.net/chrislist. So not only would I get a gift, you give a gift to the podcast by sending some referral money back to keep the operations going here. Otherwise, you can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. It's not very interesting, but, you know, whatever, it's there. Otherwise, playwithphotography.com or instagram.com/playwithphotography or at playwithphotos on Twitter for my toy photography related endeavors. And if you like my toy photography work and want to show some support, help me make more of it, you can go to my Patreon page at patreon.com/playwithphotos. You can pledge for as little as $2. And of course, there's rewards for higher tiers.
Very cool. Okay. John is at that, John D. Everywhere. Rob Springer is at RoboRobSpringer and at zonebase.org. Okay, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?